Welcome to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green, where you'll discover actionable strategies to help your student to reach their academic goals, to excel at standardized testing, and to plan for the college admissions process painlessly. And now, here's your host, Dr. Stephen Green.
Hey, hello everyone. Dr. Stephen Green, the Success Doctor, welcoming you to the Make the Grade podcast. This is episode zero, the first one, which is zero in podcast world. And I just want to welcome you. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for subscribing. I want to thank you for sharing your interest in the topic of education. That's my thing. That's the theme. I want to just take the next few minutes and explain my vision for this podcast. And some of it is based on the past. Some of it is based on the future, I guess the present as well. So Make the Grade, which is my business of 22 plus years at this point, is an educational services and tutoring company. So we, among other things, provide tutoring to students in elementary, middle, high school, and college. And we also help schools with many things, which I'll detail over the next several weeks. And we also work with businesses, entrepreneurs, pretty much anybody wants to learn something. But really the theme is Make the Grade. We help you to reach your goals. So the theme of the podcast is going to be topics within education, topics within specific areas of education, like academics, like college admissions, like test prep, like how to be a better student, basically. Maybe some discussion of legal issues. You don't get a lot of press about law and legal with education, but most education, public education, is funded by the government, state, local, and federal, and there's a lot of things that interact that way sometimes. I also look forward to having several guests on the podcast in all sorts of various topical capacities, which I'll also get into in a second. So let me start by just telling you a little bit about myself, and I don't really enjoy talking about myself, except I think it's appropriate here just to frame this. So I have been running this company, Make the Grade, since 1997 full-time, since 1994 part-time. There was a transition where I was also a teacher, and for a brief time, a college professor. How about that? And I've learned a lot along the way. I've seen a lot. Things have changed all the time. They seem to change. What was trendy then isn't trendy anymore, and blah, 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 blah. But the constant has been there is always a need for quality education. There's always a need for support. There's always a need for people to know where to get the correct answers, and I don't mean correct answers to a test, but the correct answers to bigger issues. And that's what I hope this is. I hope it's partly detail of things that can help people, and I hope it's also larger ideas that get people to think about the importance of education and self-improvement and things like that. So specifically, both of my parents were in education. My mother was an elementary school teacher for 41 years. 41 years. My father was in a business. He was in business of computer analyst, actually, in the 70s and 80s, which was a pioneering field at that point. And then he became a college professor and taught, actually, to the point where he retired with a pension at a college. And so I always had education in my life as a sort of daily routine. I remember sitting there after dinner, my parents would be grading papers or putting things in their roll books and doing lesson plans and blah, 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 blah. So it was just a very natural progression to feel this was something that I wanted to do and would enjoy doing, and it has been. It's been very rewarding and continues to be. So that kind of brought me into college and then graduate school and eventually into the workplace and up till today. So over time, you know, maybe by episode 100, flash forwarding, you'll know my entire biography. But more importantly, my expectation here, my hope here, is that we can start discussions of things that are important universally to everyone. It doesn't matter where you live. If you have children in school, it's important. Public school, private school, it doesn't really make a difference. So within Make the Grade, this is essentially what it is. We do three things. Number one is we tutor academic topics, primarily the specialization in math and sciences. So math runs from pre-algebra all the way up and through calculus. Sciences tend to be the more high school math-based ones, chemistry, physics, also biology, and these are all of these things are subjects I taught when I was teaching. That's the academic piece, number one. Number two is the college admissions test prep component. So this would be helping children, high school students, obviously, who are trying to make that transition to college, the applications. The big piece is the SAT, ACT, and to some degree PSAT preparation, so they can hit their numbers and be viable candidates for admissibility to the schools of their choice. And that's a huge business out there. Many, many large, big corporate kind of companies doing it. And that's the second piece. So number one, academics. Number two, test prep. Number three is called maximum education. And this may be a new idea to you as a listener. Maximum education, and we'll hear lots more about this in episode three, is a book I wrote and published in 2016. It's basically a compendium of actionable ideas that you can use to become a better student. It's broken into three parts. Number one, time management. Number two, information management. Number three, daily action success plan. And the book was written, and again, I'm not going to get into all the details because I'll cover that in a future episode, but the book was written basically as a guide to students I was working with. Over 20 plus years, I've worked with over 10,000 students, and many of them are completely capable intellectually, but they're not organized. Or they're organized, but they don't have enough time. Or they have enough time, but they're not organized. And they have both, but they're not consistent. So what this does is it brings it all together. It gives the timing, the organization, the information management, and maybe most importantly, a daily consistent plan to make it happen. So a lot of this stuff, if you want to learn more about this now, you can go to makethegrade.net or you can go to maximumeducation.net and learn a little bit more about this. So I'm going to keep episode zero short and to the point, but I do want to leave with a couple quick ideas. Number one, I would be very interested in what your opinions are as listeners, as hopefully as participants of the community of Make the Grade. What topics do you feel are interesting? What are compelling? Easiest way to interact at this point, at least, would be on the Facebook group for Make the Grade Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and search for Make the Grade, you should find it. There's about 6,000 members in the community right now. But I would encourage you as well to come join, message me, and say, hey, this is something I'd like to hear about or discuss on the podcast. Secondly, I am actively seeking people who would like to come on and join in the conversation on the podcast and talk about topics of interest, experts in the field, and non-experts in the field. I have people lined up who are who are parents who have been through the process and what their experiences were like as a parent trying to work a student through the college admissions process, or a parent who has a student maybe with a disability, or a parent who has a student who believes their child is struggling and just can't figure out why. And these are all things I have encountered professionally every day, literally for years. But sometimes hearing it from the people going through it and having experienced it is so much more compelling and interesting. And these are all people I'd like to be connected to. So if you or you know anyone in these situations, it does not even completely have to be in education. I have some entrepreneurs coming on. I have college presidents. I have admissions counselors. I have motivational speakers. I have a hypnotist who specializes in stress reduction and test anxiety. So that should be a nice, relaxing podcast. I have a professional trainer. But the common theme is we help you to reach your goals. So I hope you've enjoyed this little introduction. I hope you'll hang around for episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, episode pi somewhere in there, episode E, episode million, episode 10 to the 13th, and become a member of the Make the Grade community. So again, Make the Grade, we do academics, we do test prep, we do maximum education. Love to hear your feedback. MakeTheGrade.net or MaximumEducation.net or the Facebook group for page for Make the Grade. Or find me on Facebook, Dr. Stephen Green, and let me know what you're thinking. Thanks again, and have a great and productive day.
You've been listening to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. For more resources and support, please visit MakeTheGrade.net.